The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eli Marburger, Pesach in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Hava'ad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Ramay says a tshuva that he was asked the following shaila, that there was a lady, she was making a simcha, and it was the middle of her period, and she wanted to know, can she wear a sanitary napkin or a pad, carrying it in her shisram on Shabbos or not? So the Mishnah in Samach Aleph says, a lady is allowed to go out with a moich sheskina lenidasa. She's allowed to go out with a moich which is prepared for her nida. Now, Tosfos asks a question over here. There's a rule in Haitzah that one is not allowed to go out with something which the whole point is just to protect his clothing from getting dirty. Gemara says it's sulei tinoif that fiyadal from beis is considered a masai. For example, it's a very hot day, and somebody wants to put on a shirt collar, wants to put some tissues in order to protect the shirt collar from getting all sweated up and getting dirty. That's aser, because the point of the tissues is not to protect the person; it's just to protect his clothing. Therefore, you're not like do it on Shabbos. Another example is a lady wants to wear an apron outside to protect her clothing. So if the apron does not cover most of her body, that would be aser, because the whole point of the apron is not to protect her body, it's just to protect her clothing. That's called a selitina, and it's going to be aser. So the question is, when a lady wears a sanitary napkin, a pad, is that considered just a selitina, it's just to protect her clothing, or that's considered as protecting her? So Tosfos says that the only time you're allowed to do it is if it's at a point that it's at a point that it's going to fall on her skin, that it's at a point that there's enough blood where it's going to fall on her skin, it's going to be uncomfortable and it's going to bother her, that's when it's mutter to wear a hat. And if you look at the Mechaber in Shin Aleph, he also says the same thing in Shin Aleph Yud Gimel. He says that Isha, she's led a kosher begla fanea, she tisach b'dam nidasa, in order that she shouldn't get dirty with the dam nida. It's only going to be mutter if she's doing it in order that the dam shouldn't bother. So based on this, and Moshe Sturmbach and Aleph Mem Zayin, and also Moshe, they say like this. If she's at a point where her flow is very, very strong, and there's going to be a lot of blood, that for sure is going to bother her. Therefore, it's mutter to wear the pad, because that's protecting her, that she shouldn't be uncomfortable, and it's going to be mutter. But if you're at a point where it's at the end of her period, and it's only a little bit of dam, and the whole point, and it won't bother her, the dam, the only problem is that it might get her clothing a little bit dirty. So at that point, the only reason why you're wearing it is just to protect her clothing. That'll be also based on the rule which we said, that if you're just wearing something like sulei tinuf, there is no heter of wearing it on Shabbos. So there's different eights of the place given this situation when it's at the end of her period. This really lets us ask a question. On most of our shirts, if you look at the bottom of your shirt, there are some extra buttons on the bottom of your shirt. Now those extra buttons, they're not doing anything. They're not doing at this point on a regular Shabbos. It's just a reserve button. It's not functioning. It's not helping you close your shirt. So why is it that you're allowed to go out on Shabbos with those buttons on your shirt? So the Chabad Shin Aleph, the Ramah actually in Shin Aleph Sifchav Gimel says a rule that if something is attached to a beged, something is attached to your clothing, and it doesn't have, and it's not such an important thing, it's just a simple button, then we say that becomes a batal to the beged, it comes tafel, and it comes part of your clothing, and we don't consider that as a separate entity that you'll be carrying. So the Rabbanim give a etza, they say that if a lady wants to wear a pad in a situation where the flow is not so much, and the only reason why she's doing it is to protect her clothing, what she should do is she should get an adhesive pad, attach it to her undergarments, and then it will be bottled to the baguette, and then it won't be a problem, and it will be mutter. Ramesh says, different shayla, what about wearing a lady before Hafsek Tara? The minig is that the ladies wear a moich. So Ramesh discusses, can a lady go out with a moich on Shabbos? So Ramesh says, the one should be machmir. He says, even though you could have heard svaras v'meikol, that it's not a normal way of carrying, and it's inside her body. But Ramesh says, the moich, the one should be machmir, and this is a scum of most of the place, and the one should be machmir, and not wear a moich on Shabbos. Now, there's a big debate among the poskim in terms of what's with wearing the nylon on your hat to protect your hat from the rain. Shmir Shabbos and Yudches Menvav brings down from Shlomo Zalman. He wanted to say that since it's a normal thing to do, and wearing a nylon plastic cover on your hat, and it fits the hat perfectly, so we say it comes bottle to the hat, and it'll be mutter to wear it on Shabbos. Ramosha, on the other hand, and Tshuva Aleph Kuf Ches, and Aleph Kuf Tes, and Aleph Kuf Yud, he has long arichas, and Ramosha says that he makes a difference like this. He says, if it's pouring rain, and the rain's going to seep through your hat, and if you don't wear this nylon covering, you're going to get sopping wet, then Ramosha says, you can wear the nylon cover because it's protecting you. But, if it's in a situation where it's not pouring rain, and the only thing you're doing is you're just protecting your hat, you're not protecting yourself, then Rav Moshe says that you should not wear this nylon covering. That will go into the rule of Itzuli Tinuf. That's just protecting your clothing. It's not protecting yourself. And Rav Moshe says that you should be machmer. There are some poskim who make a chilek, a Shevet Levi, has two tshuvas. He says like this, that if you live in a place where there's just Rabin Deraisa, there's 600,000 people, and it's a Deraisa, then you should be machmer. But if you're in a place where, like in Muncie or places in the Catskills where there aren't so many people, and the reason why you're not allowed to carry it's only because the Carmelis is a small place, only it's there abundant. So in that type of situation, one can be makel to wear these nylon hats. Now, by the ladies, the rain bonnet which they wear, that everyone says is mutter. Why? The rain bonnets which you tie around your face. So being that it's covering part of her face, it's not just covering her hat, it's tied around her face, that would be considered derech malbish, that would be considered you're wearing it, and then it's going to be mutter. The Gemara on the bottom, Amr brings down, Amr Yudam Rav, Kol Mokim She'asu Chacham Bnei Marasayin, whenever Chazal asks something for Marasayin, Afilu B'chedech Hedar Maser, if something which looks, when somebody sees you doing something, it looks like you're doing Isser, even if you're in a place where you're in your privacy of your home and no one can see you, Chazal asked it all the way and still it will be Aser. What's the example? The Gemara brings down later on in Shabbos that somebody's walking on Shabbos and it's pouring rain and he comes home and his clothing is sopping wet. So he wants to hang up his shirt, his pants, he wants to hang them up to dry. So the Gemara says that if you hang them up in a place where normally you hang up clothing after you do laundry, it'll be also to do that because there's a maris ayin that a person who sees your clothing hung up will think you did laundry on Shabbos, and therefore it's also to hang it up in a place which normally you hang up clothing after you do laundry. So Moshe and Shuvah discuss an interesting case. Is one allowed to go into a trefer restaurant and one's going to McDonald's to pick up a Coke? He's buying something which is totally mutter to drink. Is it mutter to go in to get a drink? So Moshe says, based on this klal, that it's maris ayin. If somebody sees you walking into a treif, a restaurant, most stuff there is treif. Being that it looks like you're going in to buy something which is not kosher, Moshe says that's also because of maris ayin. Now the poskim do say there are some situations where it'll be mutter. For example, you're in the airport and you want to get a drink. Now the only place you can get a drink in the airport is a place which, you know, with a restaurant which doesn't have any kosher food. So the poskim say in that type of situation, everyone knows it's clear that this is the only way to get a drink, so there's no maris ayin if somebody would walk in there. The only time to be maris ayin is if you're in the city somewhere and you could really go into a supermarket to get a drink, and you go into McDonald's, that looks suspicious. But if you're in a place where it's clear that there's no other place to get a drink besides this place, then there'll be no maris ayin and there'll be mutter. Moshe Tshuva Aleph Sadevav, he brings down that somebody wrote him a letter that he was going to yeshiva, lichtbenching on Shabbos, candlelighting was 4:19. It was 4:19, and he was driving to one of his talmidim was driving to yeshiva, and the person wrote him in that if people see the chasar yeshiva Moshe driving after candlelighting on Shabbos, people come to mezalzel in Hilcha Shabbos. They think that it's mutter to do malacha close to Shabbos, and it should be asas maris ayin. So Moshe wrote back that it's not considered maris ayin, Maris Ayin is only if you're doing something which looks like you're doing something which is Aser. You're walking through McDonald's, it looks like you're doing something Aser. Then there's Maris Ayin. But if you're doing something which is totally Mutter, after candle lighting, ladies are also to do Malacha, and men, until Shkia, there is no minig that they're not allowed to do Malacha. So really, there's nothing wrong with driving after candle lighting. And Moshe writes in Tshuva, he could have gone to Yeshiva back and forth 5 times before Shkia. So Moshe says, that's not Maris Ayin. Maris Ayin is only when you're doing something which looks like Aveira. But if you have something which is totally permissible, just people who don't know Halacha, they'll think that, wow, you're allowed to drive after candle lighting, they'll come to be Mezalzel and other Isurim. But Moshe says, that's not Maris Ayin. But Moshe writes, being that Mikra didn't be mutter to drive after candle lighting, but being that you tell me that people could learn from me, he was Makabal himself, his special chumra, that he, from now on, always makes sure to go to yeshiva before candle lighting. Even though he said it's not Maris Ayin, but he didn't want anyone to learn from him, he says he'll be Makabal for himself for the rest of his life not to go after candle lighting to yeshiva, and he'll make sure to drive before him. Now this halacha of Maris Ayin, which is Aser B'Chedei Chedorim, Mishmur brings down, based on Tosfos, that's only Aser if you're doing Issa D'Oraisa. If you're doing Issa D'Rabbanan, there is a Klal Maris Ayin, but if you're doing it in the privacy of your house, you're doing the Chedrei Chedorim, the Shmur says there is no Isser of Maris Ayin on the D'Rabbanan when you're in the privacy of your own home. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.